From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is explaining to Chinese students in Shanghai at this hour that the U.S. is always going to push for its core values of freedom of expression and political participation, no matter what. Speaking at a town hall-style meeting to young people, the president vowed to expose other nations who ignore the principles important to Americans. Earlier today, U.S. officials in China were talking about climate change. They said it's unrealistic to expect a binding agreement on greenhouse gases to come out of next month's climate summit in Copenhagen, but they hope to salvage at least some forward momentum. NPR's Scott Horsley explains.
U.S. leaders offered up their assessment of climate talks after a hastily called meeting on the sidelines of this weekend's Asia-Pacific summit in Singapore. Denmark's prime minister traveled to Singapore at the last minute to attend the meeting. Denmark is due to host next month's climate conference in Copenhagen. The prime minister and President Obama both talked about the importance of achieving some tangible success in Copenhagen, even if a binding legal agreement now appears out of reach. Despite widespread recognition of the need to curb greenhouse gases, there's been little accord on how to share the cost among rich and poor countries. There was general consensus here in Singapore that Copenhagen might produce at least a political agreement that could be followed up later with a binding legal deal. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Singapore.
At least three people were killed and 20 wounded after a truck filled with explosives attacked a police station in northwest Pakistan on Monday. Peshawar has become the city of choice among militants to attack in retaliation for the government's offensive in the rugged terrain of South Waziristan, where Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders are believed to be hiding. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has apologized to the thousands of child migrants Britain deported to Australia beginning in 1930. As Vicky Barker reports, his British counterpart plans to do the same.
In all, 130,000 children, some as young as three, were shipped to former British colonies in a four-decade-long program that only ended in the late 1960s. Often, parents weren't told their children were no longer in the UK. Many of the children were wrongly told their parents were dead. Thousands ended up as farm laborers or in orphanages in Australia, Canada, and other countries. Now, middle-aged or old, many have begun speaking out about decades of neglect and emotional, physical, and sometimes sexual abuse. Before apologizing, Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he will first consult surviving child migrants because, he says, it's important to take the time to listen to the victims. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
A mother in Fayetteville, North Carolina, was charged Saturday with human trafficking and child abuse involving prostitution after reporting her daughter missing. Law enforcement agencies searched for hours for the five-year-old girl. This is NPR News. General Motors will begin paying back $6.7 billion in federal government loans by the end of the year, according to a person familiar with the situation. The government debt accounts for about 13% of the $52 billion U.S. taxpayers gave GM in exchange for a 61% ownership stake in the company. GM is expected to announce the repayment plan on Monday. Researchers are raising new doubts about the cholesterol-lowering drugs Zetia and Vytorin. A much cheaper drug may be better at reducing heart disease. NPR's Richard Knox has the story.
This is the third recent study questioning whether a drug called ezetimibe is effective. It's a main ingredient in Zetia and Vytorin. Patients who took Zetia plus a conventional statin drug did have much lower levels of LDL or bad cholesterol than those who got the B vitamin niacin plus a statin. Niacin costs only pennies a dose. It raises levels of good cholesterol. The problem is Zetia didn't shrink deposits in artery walls. Niacin did reduce those deposits. Those who got niacin also had fewer heart attacks and other cardiovascular problems, but the study was too small to show a definite benefit. The results are being presented Monday at the American Heart Association's annual meeting. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The deposed president of Honduras said Saturday he would not accept any deal to restore him to the presidency if it means holding new elections, saying that would legitimize last June's coup. In a letter to President Obama, Manuel Zelaya also accuses Washington of reversing its position on the legitimacy of the upcoming November vote. Zelaya read the letter on Global Radio from the Brazilian embassy. That's where he's been since he slipped back into the country in September. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.